Head Coach Sarah Jurwitz of the Wittenberg Tigers. And Coach, unfortunately tonight, falling 64-52. But this is a game, you're really down about 15 points in the second half. And I tell you what, you made a game of it, came back to within three.
Yeah, we certainly did. I mean, we actually had it right where we needed to. But when you let All-Americans play and have All-American nights, you know, you're going to struggle to finish games off. And we really let 12 and 33 do whatever they wanted to in the second half. And unfortunately, you know, they made key plays down the stretch that were really critical for them to pull away from us when we really had them right where we needed them. And it was just mental errors on our part down the stretch, which really was the difference in the game.
Coach, we talked about before the game, I asked you, what do you do to stop Taylor Ernst and Marine Hurt? And once again, they were the two big players. Yep. You talked about Marine Hurt with 31 points. Kayla Ernst was 16 points to rebound. That halftime, you actually had her to only 4 points. And Roger, very astute, he said, coming out in the second half, I'm sure they're going to try and go to Kayla Ernst and set the tone. And they did. But still, to your credit, the girls hung in there. And they got right back in the ballgame.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was telling Roger, with 9-10 minutes, you just didn't expect that, the way the game was going. Then all of a sudden, the girls are right there within three.
Right. Yep. Exactly. I mean, the first half was such a defensive battle on both ends of the floor. Both teams were sort of struggling to score. It was like a track meet. It was up and down really fast. And then in the second half, I mean, yes, they went keyed in on the inside, which we were actually expecting they would do too. And we were real disappointed with our lackluster attitude in the defensive end of the floor initially. And then we sort of locked it in, and we played so much better. But then again, we ended the half with a lackluster defensive attitude. So it was sort of that beginning and end of the second half that was ultimately our demise.
Coach, the funny thing, at halftime, had no offensive rebounds.
Yeah, we, of course.
But you ended up with 10.
Yeah, we, of course, screamed at them about that. That's ridiculous. I mean, and they had 8. So we were actually shooting a little bit better than them at halftime, except
yes,
they got more chances than us because they had offensive rebounds and we had 0. That's, like, it's actually despicable, and it's really unfortunate that we put ourselves in that position.
Talking about another thing, it was at least a positive. I think at halftime, if I find a half, yeah, at the halftime stats, you had 12 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
So you ended up with 18, so second half, much better turnover wise.
Well, you saw so many of the passing errors we had. It was really strange how we were making passes, and it was like we were seeing double and we were passing to the wrong person, because it was just that we had so many passing errors, and really only, if I can remember, one of them was an aggressive error. The rest of them were in the quarter court within our offense. And we know Kenyon's a tough defensive team, and we knew we had to take care of the basketball. We really just were sort of lackadaisical on the offensive end. So I think we finally sort of calmed ourselves down and we figured it out, and we did a much better job of taking care of the ball in the second half, and we were much more efficient on the offensive end because of it.
Okay, Coach, you're done with Kenyon now for the regular season.
Yeah.
Still got DePaul twice.
And Worcester twice. And Ohio Wesleyan twice.
And,
yeah.
And you look at all those games, you guys really get a chance to still do well the rest of the season. I mean, the way the girls play.
Of course. And I think, I mean, we talked about it. I mean, this was such a different team than that played against Denison on Saturday, our team was. And we talked about, you know, Kenyon's very good, DePaul's very good, you know, obviously number one in the nation. Kenyon's in some polls are getting votes for the top 25. And so we obviously know that we have very challenging games ahead of us no matter who we play. But if we play like we played tonight for like 30 minutes of that game, we're going to be competitive in every game. It's just that we're trying to make sure that we stay rather consistent instead of losing that, like, you know, go after it attitude that we had for, like I said, 30 minutes of the game, and lost it in a little bit of chunks of time that really made the difference in the game for us tonight.
Coach, Saturday, got Worcester here at 2 o'clock. It'll be a big game. It's also a big day, Saturday. It's National Women's Sports Day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
really
always
exciting.
Something big each and every year. And I know your ladies, and it's not just a basketball team. I think the young ladies can come and they can talk to volleyball players, basketball players, softball players. I mean, the whole gamut, right?
Yeah, all of the varsity sports, and then some of the club teams on campus will have an expo in the gymnasium here at the Hyper Center. And we'll be able to come in, you know, young girls in the community can come in for free and talk with college athletes that play those sports and get a chance to just expose themselves to different ways to be active and get involved in athletics. because obviously the push or the promotion for National Girls Women's Sports Day is to get girls active at a young age and try to keep them engaged in being physically active and physically fit, because we know all the benefits that those have for girls when they get involved in them young and stay in them through their, you know, and throughout their life. So it'll be a great day. It's, like I said, it's free for the community. It's from 11 to 1 in our gymnasium, and then, of course, we tip off at 2. And we also have our alumni game at 11.
Oh, that's right. Saturday. Are you going to be out there playing that again?
Well, we'll see how that goes, yeah. I certainly will get out there a little bit, and it should be interesting.
Now, I don't know if it's true, but Coach Mollum told me last year after you played, you had to go home and ice your elbow. Is that right? Because you were hoisting too many shots?
Yeah, no. My knees, though.
Oh, yeah. Is that right? Well, Coach,
yeah.
I know it's a tough one tonight, but the girls came back and made it to – made it exciting in the end. Once again, just too much Ernst tonight.
Hurt.
But
yeah.
We'll see you Saturday, and let's hope we have a great game, and let's hope the girls just regroup.
Yeah, thanks for calling the game, and happy birthday to you one more time, Dave.
Thank you.
And thanks to all the people that listened, and we'll see everybody on Saturday.
All right, head coach Sarah Jurwitz of the Wittenberg Tigers.